SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Los Angeles motorists should expect traffic snarls indefinitely as crews assess just how much damage was caused by a weekend fire that closed down a major elevated interstate near downtown. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass telling ABC 7 Los Angeles.
This is going to be a minute. It's not going to be a day or so, and we need to stick together. So that's why it's going to take massive cooperation for us to get through this, but we can.
Hazardous materials teams on Sunday were removing burned material from underneath Interstate 10 to make way for engineers to see if the columns and deck of that highway can still support the normal traffic that comes in at about 300,000 vehicles per day, normally in crowded traffic now as they have to find another way to get around. Republican presidential candidate Tim Scott has dropped out of the 2024 race. Here's correspondent Donna Warter.
Scott abruptly made the announcement Sunday night in a development that surprised his donors and stunned his campaign staff, who found out during Scott's Sunday night appearance on the Fox News channel. The South Carolina senator entered the race in May with high hopes, but he and the rest of the GOP field have struggled in a race that has been dominated by former President Donald Trump, despite Trump's four criminal indictments and a slew of other legal challenges. I'm Donna Warter.
President Biden and the Chinese leader Xi Jinping preparing to meet at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit this week in San Francisco. Senator Bill Hagerty says the administration needs to get tough with China.
They are right back where they were before President Trump came into office in the East China Sea and the South China Sea. The militarized islands there, they're threatening trade. They're encircling the Senkaku Islands. They're harassing and threatening all over the region from a military standpoint. Their navy is extremely aggressive. They need to back down on the Taiwan Strait.
And this is SRN News. California wants to help men give birth.
State lawmakers are considering a bill that would require health insurance companies to provide drugs to male patients to treat what the legislation calls their, quote, infertility. This is all about transgenderism, of course, although it does get a little confusing. The bill states that coverage for the treatment of infertility shall be provided without discrimination on the basis of gender, gender expression, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life and pro-abortion advocates are both predicting the issue will be a key one in next year's election. Marjorie Dannenfelser with the SBA Pro-Life America says Democrats are going to make abortion front and center through 2024. The GOP consultant class needs to wake up. Pro-abortion groups say they'll spend big money on the 2024 campaigns. AP VoteCast says 63% of voters in this month's election said abortion should be legal. This is SRN News. An argument escalates into a deadly confrontation.
Two children and three other people shot at a Texas flea market Sunday evening, and one child later died at hospital. Officers responded to a call of shots fired at Kohl's Flea Market in the Pearland area. That's about 17 miles south of Houston late Sunday afternoon. Police say the shooting happened after an argument between two people who did not know each other.
That is Ron DeRockster reporting. Donald Trump's defense team slated to start questioning witnesses today in the civil fraud trial in New York against the Trump Organization. Trump attorney Elena Haba told Fox News her client did nothing wrong.
They just want to make it as if there was some sort of corruption and some sort of conspiracy. There was none. There was an accounting firm, there were lawyers, and there were sophisticated lenders that all did their job, and nobody got harmed.
Slow going on Wall Street in early trading. The Dow is down by 12 points. More on these stories at srnnews.com.